get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the Snake Pit. And now, with something completely over the top, the host and star of the Snake Pit, Snake.
Brought to you by
Twin Peaks and American Leak Detection.
All right, thank you very much. I'm here to tell you boys a very, very bizarre story concerning the world of music. When I read this article, it threw me for such a tizzy that it's hard to even describe because none of it makes sense. So before I get going, I will ask you guys a simple question. I'm going to let you think about it for a second, okay?
Mm-hmm. How will you feel?
According to the charts, who is the biggest rock and roll band in America? From America.
From America all time?
No, no. According to the charts right now, current charts, who is the biggest rock band in America?
What is your definition of rock band?
Just say band. Just whatever. Act. Band. It's not country. It's not Taylor Swift. So just to let you know.
Is the answer the Foo Fighters?
The answer is not the Foo Fighters. You think I'd be simplifying this segment to the Foo Fighters? No. So Taylor Swift is, as far as albums go right now, current albums, she's got like 6 in the top 30. Zach Bryan's got like 5. So they occupy damn near a third of the entire album list right now in the top 30.
21 Pilots?
It is not 21 Pilots. No. Fine guess. Fine guess.
Suicide Boys?
It's so random that you'll never get it, because if I told you that it was a band from way back when, you would have to run through your Rolodex of bands from way back when.
Van Halen.
And I'm telling you, further back, you still wouldn't get it. It's so insane. So we talk about how bands become big these days. What happens to, you know, if you're not the Stones or the Beatles or Zeppelin or one of those bands like that, what do you got to do to kind of get back in the game?
Be on Stranger Things.
Be on TikTok.
So, both of those. So, of course, we have the Stranger Things example of running up that hill with Kate Bush, where...
And Master of Puppets.
And Master of Puppets, for sure. Where this song from Kate Bush, it came out in the 80s. It was a successful song. There's no doubt about it. It did well, but it exploded a couple of years ago with the last season of Stranger Things, where they stuck it in... The entire song, I think, in a very pivotal moment in one of the last episodes.
Well, it was in several episodes because it
was... Oh, that's
was,
right. It teased it.
It was, what's her name?
Sam's
favorite song.
Yeah, it was her little Walkman jam song. She had it in the cassette tape. So this blew up. Then we had the case of Dave TikTok. And what was the big TikTok song of a couple of years ago?
The Fleetwood Mac song.
Boom.
With the Ocean Spray.
The Ocean Spray bro that I still can't figure this one out, but
he's on a skateboard.
On a skateboard, drinking Ocean Spray and listening to this song. And suddenly, because of this, the song Dreams and the Fleetwood Mac album Rumors, which is already one of the greatest albums of all time.
Yeah, everyone should be familiar with Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah,
so.
But...
They did us a favor.
Yeah, I think so too. I think so too. Kate Bush, take it or leave it, but it was a really cool story. So.
I'm just finding out she did Master of Puppets though. That's what a great cover for her.
Such range.
So those are two examples of how you get back in the game if you're an artist from yesteryear. So again, the biggest band in America right now. And it's been this way for about, I think 6 months now. This band has been known as the biggest band in America. I give you this. Now, in that room in there, DJ?
No clue.
CCR. Landon, CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival. CCR is a band... And I'll get to the why and how in a second. But CCR is a band that emanated from San Francisco in the late 60s. They put out like 5 albums in 2 years. They were the biggest band of like 1969. They had 5 number 2 hits off of those records. They never had a number one album. And then they broke up. They went their separate ways. There were two brothers in the band that hated each other. And that was it. And they kind of had spin-off bands, you know, of, you know, what, John Fogerty, who kind of made a comeback when we were kids.
With Centerfield.
He was the Centerfield guy, and it had a couple other singles that kind of beat us all, right, as kids?
Yeah.
Like, we weren't into it, but it was all over MTV, and so he had a kind of a resurgence. But overall, this is a band that was done after 2 years. Now,
they had a second life in all of the NOM movie soundtracks.
Yes.
Yeah, they did.
He's right.
They did. There's, yeah, like the montage of the helicopter rising over the sun and Fortunate Son playing and things like that. And you can play Fortunate Son here. They were a huge, huge band at the time, but then they moved on. So why now?
Sun rules.
So this album is called Chronicle. It's the greatest hits of CCR. There are 20 songs on there. Not one of them has been used in a TV show. Not one of them has been used in a movie. Not one of them has made it to social media. Not one of them has had some sort of viral moment online. Somehow, some way, the youth of America, and I don't know who they are, has chosen this band, like over the last year, as, oh, let's search this up and spin this. Because this is not based, obviously, on sales. It's based on plays, like on Spotify and things like that, because nobody buys albums anymore. This band, they're number 30, and they have not gone out of, like, the top 35 in a year. And to put it in perspective, they're right by Ariana Grande, ahead of Ariana Grande. They're ahead of Travis Scott. They're ahead of Olivia Rodrigo. They're ahead of Eminem. They're ahead of one of Taylor Swift's records that's out there. They're ahead of Kendrick Lamar. They're ahead of Megan Thee Stallion. They're ahead of Frank Ocean. They're ahead of Peso Pluma.
Michael McDonald.
They're huge.
They're well ahead of Michael McDonald.
Well ahead of Michael McDonald, yes.
What about Dan Marino?
And to find an actual rock and roll band that is around that area, Queen's Greatest Hits is at 52. There's a Nickelback album in the 70s. And really, that's about it. Somehow, and so Rolling Stone wrote this article on how. And no one knows the answer. Because have you guys, is this imprinted your brain at all?
No.
In the last year?
Not at all.
No one can figure out why. And quite frankly, these songs, I don't listen to classic rock, but if I did, it is an insta punch out for 90% of them.
Well, I know, like, from the 90s perspective, like when I talked to my HTWOW buddy Toby.
Yeah.
About where their plays come from, because, you know, Deep Blue Something, Breakfast at Tiffany's still gets played, especially on like Spotify, all the time.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's driven by what playlist you are put on. Like whether it's an influencer's playlist or an official Spotify playlist. And so that's the only thing I can think of, is that one or two key playlists have put CCR on them, and then people are then spinning off and going down the wormhole.
Like they like it so much, they're like, whoa, what's this?
Yeah.
But there's no controversy outside of the brothers disliking themselves. No one knows that story.
Yeah.
There's no, like, sex, drugs, nothing, no conflict whatsoever anymore. It's just out there. It's just a thing. And that must be the only explanation, that people hear one of these songs and are like, what is this? And for years, I thought that this was, they were all from New Orleans, because it all sounded like swamp music, swamp boogie. But it's a San Francisco band that wore flannel and just had a bunch of songs about, as Dan used to say, about the rain. Remember that bit?
Yeah.
He's like, I don't like them because they just talk about the rain. So out of the blue, these guys are getting mailbox money, a ton of it, just, I mean, they're obviously well off, the guys that wrote these songs, probably the Fogertys, but still, to just somehow end up into the pop culture world of 2024, 55 years after you broke up.
Yeah.
With no fanfare. Again, this was not the Beatles. This was not the Stones. There was nothing there. It's just their music, and that's it. It's a really cool, organic rock and roll story.
I mean, it does have, like, a... It has a timeless sound. I mean, you... When you know it's classic rock, you're like, oh, it reminds me of the 60s, whatever. But if you've never heard it before, you could talk yourself into, oh, man, this must have just come out. Because it does sound like it could be like a DIY, like, folk rock outfit that just came out in 2024.
And that is weird, too. Like, what... Because some of the Beatles stuff sounds like it was from 1965.
Boy, that's actually a... You just blew my mind, Dave, because none of us can hear anything from CCR without having the imagery in our brains, and you're suggesting if we could...
Just remove it all.
If we have a blank slate.
Yes, if we could be a 10-year-old or a 12-year-old who's never heard this song and a complete blank slate, what would we envision? What time period was this made?
Right.
Because all I could see are... Guys, like Corby said, soldiers and Nam. Every time I hear CCR, it's either that or some motorcycle gang. You know?
But you think about it, like, right now, like Springsteen, Van Halen, Pink Floyd, the Eagles, like these big, huge classic rock bands, they have nothing approaching what's going on right now that CCR does.
Yeah, I was hoping for a better explanation than there is no explanation.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
But, I mean, if you're a kid, you could talk yourself into, man, I wonder if these guys are out on tour with Greta Van Fleet.
Right, yes, yeah.
I would love to know if there are P1 parents that their kids are strangely into CCR, or if there are kids somehow listening. If they want to call the helpline, 214-520-HELP.
I mean, there's
who knows how things fit the algorithm and get pushed out there and rise to the top.
But you mentioned Greta Van Fleet, and what makes that intriguing is forever there's a group of high school kids into Led Zeppelin just... Forever and ever, right?
Right.
Like, that never fully goes away. Probably like the Beatles. But this is a little further off the path. Is there any sign of Madonna on the charts yet because of Deadpool?
No.
Okay.
But that's... This is albums. That's a single for Papa Don't Preach. But
yeah.
That's got to be up there by now.
Well, I was going to say, that is the Stranger Things.
Like a Prayer.
Papa
Don't Preach.
Prayer. Same difference.
And then that song that's at the beginning, is it the New Kids on the Block song from Deadpool? Is New Kids or
NSYNC?
NSYNC. Yeah. Bye Bye Bye.
Yeah.
That's got to be way high up there, too.
What a beating song.
All right. Well, there you go. There's a little snake pit action for you.
Good snake pit.